Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. It's Elliot Brown here. It's just gone 9 o'clock, and it's time for the second of this great series I've really been looking forward to doing, which is the Pivotal Podspective, which you can see there. Hi over here on Instagram. And if you just listen to this as a podcast, because this is going to be get turned into an audio and video podcast as well, if you're wondering what's going on, I'm actually filming on Instagram and on Facebook Live as well. But this evening, this is the second episode of the Pivotal Podspective, which is all about chatting to people absolutely everywhere about how they've got special, new, fresh, innovative ideas, technological wonders, and they're all extraordinaires in their own fields, and they've got great tips and ideas for you guys as business owners or as entrepreneurs. Anyway, let me just bring Adrian into the fold. Hi, Adrian, how you doing?
Yeah, no, but I'm just a bit more excited than yesterday, just because I've seen you doing some bloopers there or whatever.
Yes, I did fuck up a little bit, mate. I don't mind admitting it.
It was very natural. Stop apologizing, right? It's normal.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. Thanks, Adrian. I feel calm. Ooh, sad.
Yeah, exactly.
Ooh,
it's not. I've never done that in my life with my ears, but yeah.
Anyway, this evening, Adrian Dorabantu, how are you this evening, my friend?
I am very well. I had a great day, busy day. So good. I haven't even felt when actually 9 o'clock came and I knew we were going to have to do our thing. So I'm very well. Thanks to you.
Good. Really good day. Right. Nice, productive, creative. Yeah. Lots going on. Lots going on, I should say. You know, we're in second phase of this, or third phase. Well, Christ, even I have no idea what phase we are in of this lockdown. Stay in, go out, whatever. I mean, not being funny, but, you know, let's just be careful, carry on about our lives, and things will be get to some sort of level normality or whatever at some stage. Not being a bad day, mate, to be honest. I think it's been pretty good here. We're all good.
If you haven't watched my video on Facebook, I suggest you to watch it, you know, the one that I just posted recently. It's going to clear your mind with what about the lockdown is and what's happening and what you can do, what you cannot do, all right?
Okay, good. Okay, well, we'll do a link and make sure people go and check that out afterwards, eh?
More than happy. Although I'm just joking. It's actually just going to mess up with you. And it's nothing real. It's just
something. Oh, really? So you've actually got no information for us at all on that side?
It is, but you have to take it with a funny way.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe I won't check it out then.
No, you have to check it. Yeah, it's good.
Well, listen, we started off yesterday with chatbots, because you are a chatbot and digital marketing extraordinaire. And you are just extraordinaire for this week and next week as well, for kicking the show off with me and helping us to get this going for all of these entrepreneurs and business minds that are out there, right? We're looking forward to this.
I think everyone is an entrepreneur in one way or another at some point in their life. So, it's for everyone.
That's much better. It's for everybody, everybody, everywhere. We're bringing everybody from everywhere to everybody everywhere from Essex to the world.
Yeah. Even to aliens. I bet E.T. he's watching us now.
Oh, I don't take the piss. I don't mention E.T. and Elliot in the same sentence. I had that all of my life with people taking the piss. Let's not go there, yeah?
I thought that's for another show where we're going to reveal secrets about us. Yeah, I didn't know about it. Sorry. Yeah,
definitely. So come on then. This evening we're going to cover QR codes. QR codes. If nobody knows what a QR code is, there is one there for Instagram. See that there? Over in Facebook, I've got a large one on my back as well, which we used. We use these at a show. But Adrian, tell us what a QR code is, and then we'll talk about what we can do with it.
So basically, you know, anyone, if you're looking at your house I can bet with you that it, at least in one of the packages from the products that you have in your house, you're going to see a QR code. So that's basically, it's an image that has some information written into it. And in the QR code, you can write different images, text, videos, links, and all kind of things, right?
Yeah.
But every phone now, in our days, has an app built in. Usually you can just scan them with your camera straight away from the phone. Now you don't need anything special. Or like we have discussed before, people that say, I don't have a QR code reader on my phone. Actually, if you use Messenger, you have one. You just need to type it in the search bar in Facebook, sorry. You have just to type in QR code and you have a QR code reader in Facebook. So that's very easy. And like you said, you know, your t-shirt is the perfect example. You have your business card there basically on the back of your t-shirt.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just going to repeat this slightly, just in case you can't hear everyone on Instagram, because, you know, we are just sorting out the tech at the moment. So just bear with us. But Adrian was just saying about the QR codes. This is obviously a QR code, which you can find, you know, on lots of products. There'll be tins. There'll be, you know, I mean, quite often cereal packets will have QR codes on it. You might have an offer on a QR code on a receipt from Burger King or something like that. So you can scan it with your phone and potentially get an offer there. And obviously, you know, they will also then be able to keep in contact with you about things as well, which is a great thing with the QR codes, isn't it? It's a way of getting something physical into a digital form. Would that be that a good way of explaining it? That's not a bad way at all.
Yeah, that's the perfect way. Exactly. Yeah. And maybe people don't know, but you can have two types of QR codes. You can have them as static QR codes and dynamic QR codes. Static QR code means if you do associate a link or an image or text with a QR code at some point and it is done in a static way, that means whatever you're going to do in the future, that's going to stay the same. Sorry, that's not going to change. So if you want to update that link or that image later, associated with that QR code is not going to work at all.
You know, explain that to me again. The static code means what?
So static is a QR code that works with just one original action. So let's say if you put your business card on a QR code, right? And later, after 5 years, you change your company or you change your telephone number. That's never going to get updated, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing with the static QR code. Or if you put a URL associated with the QR code, if you ever change that URL, the QR code is never going to work anymore.
Right. Okay. And you got what's the other one? Dynamic QR code. Dynamic. What's a dynamic QR code then, Adrian? Doravantu?
So dynamic is basically similar like with the static one, just usually you have to pay money to use dynamic QR codes because you're rerouting them to a different server. And if you ever change your URL or your business card details, they always get updated.
But it uses the same QR.
Yeah, exactly. Same QR, same image, same everything, right? No problem. That's going to stay like that. Just like I said, usually you have to pay to use services like this. But the generic ones, they are very easy to use them, and they are free usually.
So brilliant. We know what a QR code is. What's a really good way? What's a great one? I mean, you've mentioned business cards. Now, when we did a recorded version of this before we decided to go on these lives, one of the things that I thought about, knowing that people are starting to change the way they're marketing and things like that as well. Do they call it offline marketing now? So you've got online marketing, which is your digital marketing through platforms for laptops, phones, and things like that. Are they calling it offline marketing? Is that what they're saying by physical marketing these days? I'm just asking you off the
top of my head. I haven't seen that term being used yet, to be honest. But I've just heard the phrase of digitalizing the offline world a lot. That's what I've heard recently. Okay.
So the reason I was asking is because I think QR codes, and I've said this to you before, and I think this should be, and I know companies that do this as well, not just on a business card, but if people start going back to doing flyers, and I think there's a bit of a resurgence on doing printed matter, particularly with knowing that there's going to be a lot of people, a lot more people at home, a lot of people probably checking junk mail, which they weren't doing before, and things like that. Having a flyer with a QR code makes a flyer a useful sort of asset now, doesn't it? You know, and the reason I'm going to explain why, if you don't mind, Adrian. Because if you want to go and I've literally had heated discussions. Let's not call it an argument with past clients that think that you're going to be the answer to their business, and they think that printing a load of flyers and just sending it out to people is going to get them business. Okay. Now, we know, very old-fashioned, if it's done right and you're repeatedly flyer and you've got a mass market, mass budget for just keeping on just sending stuff out until people just go, Joe, I've seen this 20 times. I'll keep this one and stick it in the drawer. You know, I'm not being funny, but Takeaway in places have been doing this for years. But if you've got a flyer that is going to grab somebody's attention that has then got a QR code on it, then you're also going to find out who is interested by potentially getting them to scan that and you get their information. So tell us a little bit about how that could work really well.
Yeah, and not just that, but on the top of it, you actually can see if a campaign like that with flyers is successful or not. One of my customers who owns a Papa John's franchise in Birmingham, he was talking about this. He said it costs loads of money to print the flyers and to distribute them, and he never really knows what he gets back from them. So I said, okay, let's do something else. Let's put a QR code on the flyers and see actually how many people scan those.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
And then you're going to understand, because if you use a dynamic QR code, it's going to tell you how many times that QR code has been scanned by people in which region or city, at what time, what phone they're using, and all sorts of things, you know?
Yeah.
But if you do it very clever, you can bring people onto your website through a QR code, and then you can very easily retarget them with ads later, you know, on Facebook or on Google. It's up to you, whatever you want to use.
Yeah.
So, and another... a discussion that I've just read last night, basically, about some people that I'm in a restaurant group, restaurant owners group in US, and they were saying, so what are we going to do with the menus now, right? Because even if they open the places, you still have to disinfect them quite a lot.
Right?
So what are you going to do then? And everyone's saying, well, use QR codes. It's very, very simple. So just place a big table tent with a QR code on each table, right? Ask people to scan it, and that's it. Job done.
Well, straight into an app.
Exactly. It can even go straight onto your website with the menu open, or into a chatbot as well. You know, like that's why yesterday we discussed about the chatbots, but I can take them straight into
I mean, that's a very, very good idea. It's a very valid idea. Yeah. I like that. And there's going to be a lot of people that are trying to pivot at the moment with you know, eateries, you know, takeaways, restaurants, whatever. There are a lot of people have already started to do, you know, contactless collections, contactless deliveries. But yeah, when things go back to a point where the hospitality industry becomes a place that we want to go and sit down, so with whether it be 2 meters away from people or not, but whether we're sitting down, here's a good point, that contact or the least amount of contact necessary with those things in the restaurant. Yeah, it's an interesting way to look at it. I hadn't thought about it. Yeah,
basically, once you got them into your system, they can do online payments straight away. So let's say someone orders something at your, you know, at the restaurant, they can, after the order, they can just pay straight away, and you take off the need of cash payments anymore. Again, that's helping the current situation, let's say.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
And not just that, you know, like we've discussed maybe in the past, you have, in China, you have an app called WeChat. For people that don't know what it is, it's maybe similar with WhatsApp. It's maybe a messaging app.
Yeah.
But everyone does transactions in China just through WeChat. You can even buy cars, right? So the only thing is that you have to call the WeChat and get like a 2-minute slot to do really massive payments or something like that. But everything is done through QR codes. If you want to buy anything in the metros or subways, everyone has like, there was a guy that was selling some hats, and he had just like a pole with the QR code at the top, you know?
Right.
And you just have to scan the QR code. That was a payment, then you could take the hat after that. Exactly, yeah. That's all. That's exactly how everything works over there, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite interesting to see how things have changed over in China and what they're doing to stem the flow of the virus and stuff. And, you know, and obviously what's going to become sort of fairly normal as things go forward. So what else? Where else would you potentially utilize a QR code for? Because listen, you've got that. They've got, you know, you go on, you scan the QR code. More often than not, will that take you to somewhere as a landing page, or will that know your information? How does that work for you as a business, for example, to then get the person that's queued? So I've come here, I've got a flyer, it comes in, and I'm going, boom, that's it, done.
Okay, so with that flyer, usually I take them either into a chatbot or on a landing page or website. If I take them into a chatbot, I take them just because I want to ask them some information about that. And usually people are going to remember that, especially if I'm there and explaining them. If I'm not there, I'm taking them on the landing page or on a website where I have a Facebook pixel or a Google Tag Manager installed.
Yeah.
And that's going to take some information from them. I'm not going to be able to see their name, probably, you know, or age or anything like that. But if I want to do any ads on Facebook or Google after that, I can target them indirectly.
Right.
So that's what I do. Or if you have to, if say scan this to get a voucher code or to get an ebook, to get something that's very special, yeah, you take them onto a landing page where you ask them some basic information like first name, last name, telephone number, and email address in order to get a prize giveaway voucher, ebook, whatever you want. And you have all that saved somewhere after that. Yeah. And you can reuse code as many times, especially if it's a dynamic one. You can put it on whatever you want. You can just rechange the competition or the giveaway, no problem.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we had a conversation about this a few months ago because somebody said to you, QR codes, oh, they're old hat, aren't they? Quite clearly, they're not. And actually, they're very clever. And I'm actually seeing an increase in people using them because of having to be innovative, having to, you know, you, I mean, not the end of the, these tools are there. These tools are, these aren't particularly new, but the way that we can use them now and the software that is there and the way that you can engage with people by utilizing a QR code and going back to what we spoke about last night, you know, the chat bots as well, combining the two together is a great tool. It's a great, great tool.
And especially 2 years ago, if you'd have asked me, I would have said probably the same. QR codes, no idea. I don't know anything about them. I didn't even know that they exist that much, right?
Yeah.
But since I've seen that most of the phone companies, they just put the QR code reader in their camera app, I understood that something is going to change, something is going to happen. And that's why I say now every phone has that built in, right? And it's very easy. And obviously the next step is the NFC.
Yeah.
But now with the current situation, that's going to change because with the NFC, you basically have to tap it onto something and people, and that's not a very contactless thing, you know, at the end of the day, you're still getting close to things. With QR codes, it can be, I don't know, 1 meter away and scan something if your phone has a decent camera, you know?
Yes. But yeah. Or if you hold your back really flat.
Exactly. Or if you have a really big QR code, yeah, you can just do it from...
You can do it as you're walking around.
Yeah. Yeah, just put a QR code on a building and that's it. After that, everyone can scan it.
Now, listen, I think they're a great tool. I think it's, as you said, it's a great way, contactless of actually being able to communicate with somebody or get some information to them and vice versa. I think it's a great tool.
And not just that, you know, when we met and I had my QR code, and I had my business card as a QR code, I had the other things as a QR code, but if you go on a meet, you know, meeting loads of people or entrepreneurs and things like that, you're going to say, scan this and you're going to find more about me. You're going to find everything about me.
Yeah.
People are going to remember you. Not many people are doing that now, but we both know that you go to an event, you end up with like 50 business cards and not many of them, they end up in your phone. So if you go there with the QR code and say, scan this, that's my business card, it's going to end up in the phone straight away because that's how it's designed to work.
Yeah, exactly. Get them to do that straight away. And this is, it's going to be an interesting thing, actually, because obviously, you know, we've done quite a bit of networking. And anybody that's, you know, a new business owner or somebody that, you know, wants to grow will do an element of networking, you know, whether you go to an evening and they're organized things and it's sociable or you go along to a room full of, you know, businesses and they've all got their little sort of their desk and their banners and, you know, the business cards and things like that, right? So we all know what they are as business owners or people that are interested in business and work and things like that. It'd be interesting to see how we get back to or how that becomes a norm and how that networking, I know a lot of it is being done remotely and online now, but there are going to be people itching to get back to doing that because they're used to doing that. And I think something like a QR code would be very, very useful when people are still going to be, whether they go along to these things or not, they're still going to be very conscious and a little paranoid, dare I say, about maybe touching people they don't know and things like that. The whole handshaking thing is definitely going to change. And I think a QR code, it would be a really, really good way of people. So I think right now, you don't necessarily need to take these things on, but everything that we're talking about, the many chat, you know, the chat bots last night, the QR codes, I think it's something that you should have a look at as a business owner, particularly if you've got something new or you're in your early days or your early few years and you want to grow and this is a time where you may be feeling a bit of a struggle and you want to get out there and see people, this would be a really good way of getting some engagement. And actually use that distance, the fact that you've got to stay at a little bit of a distance, use that as a tool. Go, don't worry, you don't have to even take my card. Just scan that. I mean, seriously.
To be honest, yeah, I haven't, because I haven't been to networking events for a very, very long time. And I don't think I will go for a while just because I'm very busy here and they're not going to be that popular anymore or not that often. But I haven't even thought about that. And you're absolutely right. First thing that you do when you go to a business event or a networking event, you just swap cards. Now it's not going to happen anymore. Yeah. So yeah, I think QR codes is the only way to go.
Hey, we can do a whole contactless networking.
Exactly. I think we should probably. Yeah. No one really knows.
Not bad. Maybe it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, with some balloons or bubbles around, like the bubble boy, we can do that.
All you got to do is just basically have a little car with your QR code and just go stand 2 meters away from people and just have a chat with them and go, here you go. Hey, maybe there's something that we can do there. You know, Adrian, I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, I haven't thought either. And that's a great way to use QR codes.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Like so it. What have you got for us this evening, Adrian? Are you extraordinaire? What have you got this evening for us? A little bit freebie for everybody. What have you got? Yeah,
like we've done last night, we're going to give you some free tips as well. But the program that I use for my QR codes, one that's free, it's called QR Code Monkey. Yeah. And if you want the paid plan, it's qrcodestudio.com. That's it. So we're going to give the links in the description. And the other one is something that's not necessarily that related with it. But if you don't know, Facebook has a tool for you, which is absolutely free, called Facebook Creator Studio, where you can see your analytics from Facebook and Instagram pages, and you can schedule posts and create videos over there and play with loads of things. It's almost like a scheduling tool for Facebook and Instagram, but it's free and it's offered by them.
Yeah.
So we're going to give
them. And there's a lot we can speak about on that side as well, and we will be covering in the weeks to come for sure.
It's just an introduction to the next things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So people can have a play with it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I hope everybody's got a bit from that, from the QR codes. I've learned a couple of bits this evening as well, and I knew a little bit about them already. So always good. I'm expanding my knowledge bank. I'm soaking up like a sponge, and hopefully everybody else out there is going to do the same, Adrian.
Yeah, I hope so. And if you have any other questions about this or the chatbots or anything else that we're going to discuss in the future, feel free to ask Elliot.
Yep, come over there or go over and send message on the Facebook page, and I'll give you all those in a few minutes and tell you how you can get in touch with us and where you can hear all the podcasts and these videos and everything that's going on. Everything. It's like Essex Business Radio on demand right now. Exactly. It's everywhere. We're everywhere.
It's the ecosystem.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Adrian, thank you very much again this evening. What are we going to be covering tomorrow, Adrian?
Tomorrow we're going to cover Google My Business.
Google My Business.
And its tools or its analytical tools and what you can do with it, basically.
Brilliant stuff. It is a great tool. I'm amazed how many people don't know about it. So if you want to find out about it, then obviously tune in tomorrow at 9 p.m. You will be able to catch it afterwards. And I'll let you know a little bit about that in a second. Adrian, thank you very much for joining me again this evening. Adrian Doroban, too. And I look forward to catching up with you tomorrow.
Thank you. Yeah. Catch up tomorrow.
Thanks very much. All right. Thanks for having me. Cheers. Bye. Thank you. So that's Adrian Dorobantu there, and joining me again for episode 2 in this brand new series, which I'm so excited about. I'm so excited to get all of these people together, this global community of people that want to get new ideas and new tips and new bits of advice out to you guys out there. It's going to be superb. So we covered QR codes this evening. We covered chatbots yesterday. There's a great way of tying those two together. So I'm hoping you got a little bit of that from this live. And tomorrow we're going to be going over Google My Business. If you don't know what that is, then you can go and have a look online, or you can tune in tomorrow at 9 p.m. Over here on Essex Business Radio, my personal Facebook page as well, on Facebook and on Instagram as well. And if you're just listening to this on a podcast and you want to know more about it, then make sure you tune into the next podcast and keep an eye out for that. And if it's the first podcast you've heard of ours, then there is episode 1, which was chatbots. And we've got a whole series where I'm chatting to people all over the world from C19, how we deal with it and how they dealt with the coronavirus, and also the things that they've done to get over it, and ideas and tips they had for everybody else. There's all sorts of things going on here. I'm going to come out to you at 9 o'clock tomorrow evening. I'll probably do a live a little bit before that. I hope you've enjoyed this evening, and I've absolutely loved it. I've loved talking to Adrian, and he's going to be coming back tomorrow, and we're going to be chatting about Google My Business. So again, thanks very much for joining us this evening. And if you want to catch more of the podcast and find out more of the podcast from Essex Business Radio and me chatting to all sorts of people about all sorts of subjects, all surrounding in the business arena from Essex to the world, go and check the podcasts out wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Essex Business Radio. You can download the free app, guys, and you go to any good app stores and download the free Essex Business Radio app, where all the new podcasts and all the old podcasts will be on there. And go to the YouTube channel, Essex Business Radio, and subscribe on there and like and comment if you will. And also, don't forget our Twitter, Essex Biz Radio, B-I-Z-Z. It's the only one that's different. Essex Biz, B-I-Z-Z Radio on Twitter. Obviously, we've got Instagram. Obviously, we've got Facebook. Follow us wherever you can. It's like Essex Business Radio on demand, and you're going to be seeing me all over the place. If there's stuff you want to hear about, then please get in contact, and you can go to the Essex Business Radio Facebook page. There's an Elliot bot in there when you press send message, and you can forget yourself on a show. I want to hear from you if you've got something new, or you've got something fresh, you've got something innovative, whether it be mindset, whether it be a business strategy, whether it be something in sales, or something new that you think is going to help a business owner out there, new or old. I don't mean that age-wise, but a new business owner or somebody that's been running a business for many, many years, and you've got something that's going to help, then we want to hear from you. So get in touch with me, either on my Facebook page, Instagram, or whatever. It's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks very much for joining us again, and I'm going to sign off for now. So it's ciao for now, Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.